on the ship full of bombs.
Listening to Ship Full of Bombs.
I'm there now. You're right. Yeah. Hey, Ship Full of... A little bit of classic internet radio feedback there. Ship Full of Bombs, Thames Delta Independent Radio, www.sfob.co.uk you're tuned into. And this is Phil Jupitus on... Not on air. Online, and what we're doing is the good folk here at Ship Full of Bombs. They've invited me to come along and do some shows. And the initial discussion I had with Tom here at the station was that I would we were going to do themed shows around a word, and we thought this was a great idea. But then again, we had two pints, and so we were in a pub discussing this as a notion. And Tom sent me four great words, fantastic words, hope, sea, mud and birds. And I've spent the last 48 hours trying to put together a one-hour themed radio show about mud and failed. So what the show that I do on Ship Full of Bombs, I've decided on the title, which is it's the Phil Jupitus non-specific hour of music out of his house internet radio show. That's a fairly unwieldy title. If you've got a snappier one, for the love of God, drop us a line at the station. You know how to get in touch with us. We're on the Twitter. We're on the... I believe that the station's email address is... And Tom is about to shout that out loud and proud.
That is listen@sfob.co.uk.
He's got a worryingly reedy alto voice, as you can hear there, Tom.
Yeah, I do. That's
but perfect singing.
I mean, I didn't sound check myself.
Perfect for singing, but you bang straight in here. And Tom, not only is he's producing the show for me here today at Ship Full of Bombs, but he's also had to reassemble the studio after some staff unpleasantness. I can only describe it as that, which apparently will be discussed with other members of the station anyway. So if you would like to drop me a tweet personally, it's @JupitusPhilip on the Twitter. But Yeah, don't do that. Anyway, so yesterday, what did I do yesterday? I went to see, well, I didn't really go and see Madness. I didn't see any of Madness, but they're mates. And so I went to see them in the sense that I went to say hello to them. But the real reason I went yesterday afternoon to Clapham Common was to see this gentleman. This is Toots and the Maytals from the brilliant album True Love that he did with a load of his pals. And this is the track that he did with Manu Chao. This is Merry Blues.
Shadow in my bed,
the merry blues.
So many nights, baby, you whisper in my head.
I cry.
So many nights,
so many nights.
Sing along the merry,
a merry blues.
So many nights,
so many nights.
I told you once,
I
told you twice, the merry blues.
So many nights,
I told you once,
ooh,
told you twice, the merry blues. No sleep,
yeah, man.
Out there by your pretty body.
Oh.
I cannot sleep. I want the world set on fire.
Yeah.
So many nights,
so many
can't
nights.
Keep from going down low.
It's been lonely, lonely,
I told
lonely
you once,
night.
Told you twice, the merry blues.
The merry blues.
I told you once,
oh,
told you twice, oh, the merry blues. From going down,
so
I told you once, told you twice, the merry blues.
It's a merry blues. Merry blues.
It's a merry blues.
So much times windy alley.
It's a merry blues.
So much times in the wood.
It's a merry blues.
So much times look for money.
It's a merry blues.
So much times got to prove.
It's a merry blues.
So much times windy alley.
A merry blues.
So much times if I could.
It's a merry blues.
Oh. I told you once, told you twice, the merry blues.
Merry, merry, merry blues.
I told you once.
Yes, indeed. That is Toots and the Maytals featuring Manu Chao and Merry Blues. I think what happened on that album was that they all did covers of Toots songs, but Toots loved Merry Blues by Manu Chao so much that he did a cover of that with Manu Chao. So there you go. So it is Ship Full of Bombs here. Man, I'm 54. www.sfob.co.uk. I think this is the first time I've done any music sort of playing of this nature. Obviously, spent time at Six Music and the GLR before that, and done my time at the Coalface on Radio 2, sitting in for Steve Wright and bits and bobs and this and that. You might be thinking how the mighty fall. You would be in error. I was never mighty. So it is anyway. Shit Full of Bombs is where you find yourselves. Thames Delta Independent Radio. Kaboom. It's what you like here. And we are broadcasting to you from the legendary Railway Hotel here in Southend-on-Sea in Essex. I'm trying to establish whether... I suppose, you know, I've got a phone and I could investigate myself, but I had a call from Holly from the Lovely Eggs a couple of months ago saying, Phil, I really want to do a gig at the Railway. And I hooked them up with the Railway. I don't know if anything came of that. If the Lovely Eggs are coming to the Railway, I shall investigate while this track is on. The Lovely Eggs fans in Essex may have seen me opening for them in Chelmsford earlier this year, where they played this one, and they always play this one, and it's my favourite. Anyway, this is the Lovely Eggs with Don't Look At Me, I Don't Like It.
Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at him with his dog dirt eyes. Look at her with her rabbit spurting. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at her with her cul-de-sac arms. Look at him with his wheelchair hat. Look at her with her car boot bones. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at her. Don't look at me, I don't like it. Don't look at her, she doesn't like it. Everyone knows she's got a washing line smile. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a rabbit's fur tea. Look at him with his dressing gown nose. Look at her with a car boot bow. Look at him with his wheelchair heart. Look at her, look at her, look at her, look at her. Don't look at me, I don't like it. Because everyone knows that he's got a sausage roll thumb. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at her with a washing line smile. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a dressing gown nose. Look at him with his polythene bow. Look at her with a hairdryer heart. Look at him, look at him, look at him, look at her. Don't look at me. Look at me, we know you're spiders, there's nothing to see. We're lying on the grass, just hanging around, but we need some wine, so lend us a pound. Look at us with our red wine smiles. Look at us with our red wine smile. Look at him with his sausage roll thumb. Look at her with her washing line teeth. Look at him with his doctor eyes. Look at her with a wheelchair hat. Look at him with his dressing gown.
A ship full of bombs.
She said your gold is free, and now she's sighing. Blew out your pilot light and made a wish. She doesn't have to have her DB's record back now, but there's not a lot of things that she'll take back. Twisting in the wind, twisting in the wind. She's not your satellite, she doesn't miss you. So turn off your smoke machine and Marshall stack. She doesn't have to have her young fresh fellas take back now, but there's not a lot of things that she'll take back. She wants to see you again. She wants to see you again. Slowly twisting.
They Might Be Giants from the legendary album Flood, and Twisting, and before that, The Lovely Eggs from the absolute superb album that I have put down and can't read. No, there it is. There it is, The Lovely Eggs with Cobb Dominoes. You've got to love an album title that means absolutely nothing to you and probably absolutely everything to the band that made it. Extraordinary stuff. They Might Be Giants, saw them twice on the UK tour that they did last year. If you were fortunate enough to do so, I know that they... they were originally scheduled to do the Shepherd's Bush Empire, and I don't know if it was numbers or I believe the Empire may be falling to pieces. Certainly they have the rudest staff that I've ever had the misfortune to do. Their security staff, I don't know if you've ever been at the Empire under that situation, but they don't like people. I mean, it seems somewhat counterintuitive to me, if you're running a popular London venue, to hire a staff of purely misanthropes. I don't know, particularly when you're involved in working with people, you might want to have people skills. I'm just throwing it out there as an idea. So I'm going to ask Tom, legendary Tom, who's over on my left here, upstairs in what I assume was someone's bedroom. Oh, the action these walls must have seen. And also, I mean, a slightly worrying thing is there's a Chubb lock. I mean, there's not. There's a Yale lock on the door, which has clearly been forced on a number of occasions. I wouldn't like to have been in here that night, whoever was coming. It's probably easily had a Genesis album and was so just wanting to play it to the world. He forced the door in the middle of some kind of soul and funk hour. Anyway, how do people get in touch with the show? Please, Tom, thank you.
They can tweet us at shipfulofbombs.
Yeah.
Or they can email us at listen@sfob.co.uk.
listen@sfob.co.uk. That's it, you can get in touch with the show. Anything you'd like to hear. As you may be able to tell, the taste is fairly all over the shop. Taste. I've got some front, haven't I? This is a Pizzicato 5. from the album Made in USA, Pizzicato 5, and Twiggy versus James Bond, which was an old favourite from the GLR days. It is Phil Jupiter's here on Ship Full of Bombs, your one-stop shop for all your internet off-kilter music needs. We live in a world of kind of expanded thinking with regard to music, you know, streaming services, and Shuffle, of course, who are my favourite band. They know loads of songs. And so the thing is that obviously, you know, this would seem like an excess need in the world to have me playing my crap for you again, but I like doing it, and if I don't do it here, I certainly don't do it at home. The one thing that I have noticed, I quit Six Music in 2007, and I just really don't have as much time to play music as I used to. Obviously, I'm out on the road. At the moment in Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, yes, in Canterbury, which is where I'll be tonight. But, it's odd. So this opportunity to play some tunes for you lot. For Tom, if no one else. I've got an audience of one here, and he's loving it. It's very low standards. It is, anyway, Ship Full of Bombs is where you find yourself here. Thames Delta. I'm loving that. And like a complete plank, I've got no Dr. Feelgood with me, but I have got some Ian Jury, so there may be some of that. And what we're doing today, this show, of course, is pre-recorded to listen to at your listening leisure at any time you require to. And so what we'll do... they can do that, can't they? It's going at a specific time, and then they can listen to it whenever they want?
Yep, this will be a podcast as
well.
Wow!
Wow! How about that? Listen to it whenever you want.
It's a modern day, mate.
Wow!
It's another day.
You have to understand that I was frozen in ice just after Mr. Stevenson and his rocket had really changed the world between Stockton and Darlington. I'd fell into a glacier, and I woke up with a polar bear on top of the mint I was living in. I don't even know what I'm talking about. I'm playing this because it's a kind of a little beautiful example of history. Firstly, because the photograph of Lord Kitchener on the back of this album is the sharpest looking geezer I've ever seen in my life. Man alive, he looks good. We might have to post a photo of that. I'll stick a photo up on the Twitter. But I'm playing this just because it's from the brilliant London Is a Place for Me, the first album, Trinidadian Calypso in London, 1950 and 1956. I got into Calypso sort of accidentally, really, and then Mark Lamar is a huge Calypso collector, and he played me some great old stuff, and there's just a wealth of brilliant material out there. But the Honest John's label, which I believe is something to do with Damon Albarn, they have got the London Is a Place for Me albums. If you can get them, are absolutely top draw. And anyway, this is the opening track of their first album that they did in that series, and this is a Lord Kitchener with the eponymous London Is the Place for Me.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue.
There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the best for me. I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my resident is at Hampton Court. So London, that's the place for me.
It's just lovely, and I believe mastered from one of the original 78s, Lord Kitchener and London Is the Place for Me, from the album London Is the Place for Me, on the Honest John's label, if you can get hold of it. Last time I tried to look for one, to buy one for a mate, I have to say, and I think it was about 40 quid. Speaking of witches, I was in a record shop in Canterbury, and I managed to pick up a few copies of Do It Yourself, the album by Enduring the Blockheads, which I collect. They've got different sleeves, and I'm doing something with the sleeves anyway, and I'm trying to collect those. If you've got an unwanted copy of Do It Yourself, do feel free to send it to me, care of the Railway Hotel here in Southend-on-Sea. So I got three copies of Do It Yourself with lovely covers, and also I managed to get, and you very rarely see this on vinyl, it's Cut by the Slits, and I got a copy of that. And it was in good nick, but it was 40 nicker. But I'm in mitigation. I've seen it on Discogs for 50. So the guy kind of the guys that sell records are my favourite, because they go, "I'll do you a favour," and you know someone gave it to them. They're just negotiating their profits, is what they're doing. But I quite like that, the way that they acquire things. I do love being in record shops when people come in with a pile of records that they think are worth everything, and then the skill of the men behind the counters in record shops, second-hand record shops, are going, "Well, you know, it's not a very good condition." The first thing, so they've got so many different avenues: the condition of the sleeve, the condition of the record itself. You see, the thing is, yeah, I mean, that would be worth about 100 quid, but if it was mint, and it's not mint, is it? It's a bit scratched up. So, you know, I'll give you 20. They sell it for 100. You know what? That's the nature of a free market. But I've always admired that about our good friends that sell the records. And where will we be without them? Rhetorical. Don't answer that question. What have we got going on here? I kind of lost myself. So I'm in one of those positions where... Oh, no, I mentioned Lamar, didn't I? I mentioned Mark Lamar, which reminded me that I do have an album that he put together for our friends at Ace Records. Hello, Liz Buckley, if you happen to... I don't know why I'm saying hello to Liz. She doesn't even know this show exists. So everything's very theoretical in this first... Phil Jupiter's non-specific music from his house hour here on Ship Full of Bombs. The non-specific hour of Phil Jupiter's record collection. We're looking for a name for the show.
I think that really is a humdinger, though. That's
it's got a certain... It's Phil Jupiter's non-specific hour of music that he can see when he walks into the room with the CDs in. That's the title I'm going to go for, really. Because I was in a position today where there were some really good-looking albums up on that top shelf, but Tom, I got a bad back. Halfway through looking for the music, I got a bad back and I sat down. So we're only getting stuff. Most of the stuff today is from the lower shelves. Because I was getting a bad back. Anyway, this album that Mark Lamar compiled for Ace Records is called Rock Your Baby. And it's basically, it's novelty records that were kind of put together for children, that children dig. There's some great stuff from Sam Sham of the Pharaohs. Clarence Frogman Henry's on there as well. Lord Flea and his Calypsonians. Cab Calloway's on there, the New Beats. Louis Jordan's on there, of course. And The Kingsman with Jolly Green Giant. Johnny Cash has got a great track on it called Nasty Dan, which is well worth a listen. It's a cracking album if you want to introduce your children to some decent music rather than the theme to Adventure Time, which they probably can already play on the ukulele. Anyway, this Mark slung this one on there. I don't really consider this a kid's record, but it's a great... If you can teach a child how to play the name game, it is the most delightful thing to hear them doing this. It's almost as delightful as hearing Shirley Ellis do it.
The name game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bo Nana, Fana, Bo I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme out of anybody's name. The first letter of the name I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F. Bird plane, then a feet, fly, and a mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name. But if the first two letters are ever the same, drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob drop the B's, Bo, Ob, or Fred. Fred drop the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary drop the M's, Mo, Airy. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Tony.
Then Banana, Founder, and Fo.
Banana, Founder, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a fee, fi, and a mo.
Fee, fi, mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Money.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, Boboni, Banana, Fana, Boboni, Fee, Fi, Mo, Moni. Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Illy, Banana, Fana, Bo, Philly, Fee, Fi, Mo, Millie. Billy. Very good. Let's do Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Basha, Banana, Fana, Bo, Basha, Fee, Fi, Mo, Asha. Marsha. A little trick with Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo, Big, Banana, Fana, Bo, Big, Fee, Fi, Mo, Mick. Nick.
Estás escuchando Ship Full of Poms.
Sequel, 'cause me and her are equal. Is that so?
the absolutely fantastic Ian Dury and the Blockers there, and Superman's Big Sister, which is, whoa, easy there, Dupes, nearly into Yes and No, Paula, from Superman's Big Sister, which is on, is it on Laughter? Yes, it's Laughter, it's the opening track on Laughter, which was the album after Chas Jankel left, that when Wilco joined the Blockheads, and so yes, it's good. Stop. There's a lot of ancillary noise here, because say what you like about internet radio, but they, as far as headphones go, they have got regular radio knocked into a cocked hat. There are about 20 sets of headphones in this studio, and it's like playing a kind of audio Russian roulette. Are the pair you pick up and put on your head the ones that the show are coming out of, or is it perhaps, you know, the CD you've queued up next door? Is it the record deck over there? Is it that iPod? Or is it a minicab company from Billericay? You simply don't know what you're going to be getting on the Ship Full of Bombs headphones here. And that is the station you're listening to, www.sfob.co.uk. I don't know why I'm telling you the web address, because if you're listening, you've already...
Really. It is a predicament, that.
Not really. Did I? I think, Tom, if I look round at you, I want you to contribute.
Yeah.
But it is. You're quite right. I thought you'd pitch in on the headphone business and you stay very, very quiet. But now, yeah, that cold... It's, I'm so used to the thing of radio, of you're supposed to always trail things. Hey, how about some of the other shows on Ship Full of Bombs? There's something you do, Tom. Remind the people inadvertently listening who were looking for pornography what... They were looking for Sack Full of Boobs, which is a different website. No, come on. Now I'm just trying to think for porn acronyms for SFOB. That is not a competition. That is just now something to keep my head going. So tell us about the other stations. Your one, your show on Ship Full of Bombs. Tom, when is it? When can people? Because some of the shows here go out live. I know, because I've been on them.
This is the fourth Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
The fourth Sunday, not the fourth Sunday at all. That was an absolute liar.
Yeah.
The fourth Sunday is generally a fantastic show. And it's so good that for a moment there, I had a complete brain fart and forgot what it was. That's Weird Gear. Of course, it's Weird Gear.
There you go.
And another Sunday show is we have the Harbour's Bazaar. My show goes out every fourth Monday.
Tom's got a show, kids.
It's fantastic. It's really good. Yeah. It's the Dance Confederacy.
Uh-huh.
It's shoegaze. It's indie. Sometimes some trad folk and a lot of arguing. And that's generally. I live for music and winding up my mates.
People
and
love
the opportunity
on the
to do both.
And people love indie music and hate your friends, Tom. And so that's the way we. They don't hate your friends. No, well, I'm just.
They should.
I've got a big pile of. Trying to.
What if you?
I'm just not very good at the admin of radio. Anyway, Detroit Cobras.
He down Alabama. I'm John Bama. More, started getting them made up. I love a chicken, baby. Child, bam, lamb. Well, nobody gonna set him down. In 1970, she was heading for the view. 1910, for the 10 feet of hill. Night crept over, drinking whiskey and gin. He fell out, but his tongue stayed in. His captain said so. Working on the chain gang, she's busting bricks now. Ooh, she do the work of all. Yeah, town, Bama, Lama. Whip, 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 nobody gonna set him down. Deacon and the preacher were praying one day. Long game of bear coming down a little way. Deacon said, preacher, better say a prayer. Said a Lord a prayer, I won't kill that bear. I gotta roar for it. Well, nobody gonna set him down. He down Alabama.
At the right, am I in the right headphones? I don't know. No, I'm not. I'm pretty sure I'm in the right headphones.
You're in the right ones.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I can't hear myself. It's weird. Detroit Cobras, the spectacular Detroit Cobras from the album Life, Love and Leaving, and their version of Shout Bama Lama here on Ship Full of Bombs. In a moment, after I play this next cut, which is from The Beat, our good friends The Beat, from the Wappen album. What I'm going to do is try and get a feature going on the show, and obviously there's going to be a point where we run out of items for the feature. And you get the nature, and it's called Phil Jupiter removes the cellophane on a CD he's had for far too long moment. And this I have here the original version of Skylarking by XTC with the original artwork, which was re-released a couple of years ago now, and my very good friend Mr. Simon Dine bought for me, and I've not had it out of the cellophane, so you're going to hear me removing it from the cellophane and popping it in the CD player and giving you the benefit of the particular track in question that we shall be playing. I don't know which one I'm going to go for. If it was a live radio show, you could be mailing and tweeting and emailing in now going, "Oh, Jupes, play Grass. Oh, no, play Big Day." Anyway, so that's not going to happen. I'm just going to probably play. In fact, I know what I'm going to play. So anyway, what's going on here? Yes, I said that I was going to play The Beat. I'm yammering. You'll have to forgive me for my yammering. This is, well, yeah, get a job.
Training causeway, boys and girls with real ambition. Start a new job in a factory where they're making ammunition. But it makes them think of stealing when they read between the lines. Through the owners of this bunker, you won't find a ride you like. Just get a job, get a job.
Is The Beat from the album Wappen and Get a Job here on Ship Full of Bombs. It's Phil Jupiter with the Phil Jupiter non-specific hour of music that he can reach on his shelves because he's got a bad back. And now it's time for the Let's Remove the Cellophane from this copy of Skylarking by XTC. So I'm going to try every time I do a show on ship. I've just realised, I mean, I've completely blown that out of the water because I've got another one with cellophane on it. And I'm recording another show right after this one. So anyway, this is an infrequent feature. Anyway, I don't know if you can even... You could probably whack up a little bit of the... I mean, I won't talk. I can just hear cellophane. So what I use the tooth and then... Oh, that's good cellophane. I'm really milking the cellophane moment. Oh, it sounds like a roaring fire. Marshmallow, margarine. Anyway, okay, there we go. We got that off. That's that fully milked. That was the sound of Tom's prostate there. Just a little whoom. Oh, wow. So a CD. I love that fresh CD smell. So there we go. That's a copy of Skylarking. First time in the player out of the factory. What should we go for? I know what we go for is we'll try that. We'll have that. I know that one. Yeah. Let's try that one. So, one, two, then we have to do that. Then we have to do that. Okay, so taken from the remastered XTC Skylarking, which has got the original artwork that Andy Partridge and the band wanted, which is a lady's vagina. I mean, obviously not, you know, the terrifying view, more than just front on. It's her pudendal area unwaxed, bedecked with daisies, and it's rather pleasing in a sort of charming way. But as you can imagine, you know, it. Back in the 80s, people were a bit funny about that sort of thing in record shops. I can certainly imagine W.H. Smith's casting a wry eye over a daisied fanny being in their racks. Anyway, so this is the original version of That's Really Super Super Girl.
I can hold you down if you want. Together, now I feel like I'm tethered deep inside your fortune.
Remaster version of Skylarking. That's really super, super good. Here on Ship Full of Bombs. I'm playing a track now because the reason I'm playing it is because I tried to find this on the internet to post it on Twitter, Facebook, whatever, because I just remember it being really weird. So it is the voice of Bagheera from the 1967 Jungle Book by Walt Disney, Sebastian Cabot. And it's taken from an album called Golden Throats 2. Which is, and I've suddenly just realised in looking at that I ordered Golden Throats 1 on Amazon and it never came. Wow, I've just realised. I've just had a Proustian moment of you bastards. So anyway, yeah, I ordered Golden Throats and 3. I got neither of them. You know what? They could just very well be. See, I've got a black hole of CDs, DVDs, and knickknacks. Don't want to get on that. Anyway, so Sebastian Cabot. This is Sebastian Cabot's version of All I Really Want to Do. Was that Dylan? All I Really Want to Do?
All I Really Want to Do.
Oh, God. Hang on. No, I've got to look now. ASCAP. Come on. Help me out. Let's have a look here.
Is Maybe Be Friends With You?
Yeah.
That's Dylan.
Is that Dylan?
Yeah.
Let me just check here. Yeah, of course. Dixie Chicken by Jack Jones is on this album as well. Strap in, kids. It's coming your way. Yeah. It's Dylan, All I Really Want to Do. That's it. So this is Sebastian Cabot, the voice of Bagheera from The Jungle Book, doing Bob Dylan's All I Really Want to Do. There's something quite mad about this song, and I hope you enjoy it and take it to your hearts.
I ain't looking to compete with you, beat or cheat or mistreat you, simplify you, classify you, deny, defy or crucify you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. No, I ain't looking to fight with you, frighten you or tighten you, drag you down or bring you down, chain you down or bring you down. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. I don't want to straight face you, race or chase you, track or trace you, or disgrace you, or displace you, or define you, or confine you. All I really want to do, baby, be friends with you. No, I don't want to meet your kin, make you spin, or do you in, or select you, or dissect you, or inspect you, or reject you. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you. I don't want to fake you out, take or shake or forsake you out. I ain't looking for you to feel like me, see like me, or be like me. All I really want to do is, baby, be friends with you.
And alive, that good grief. Sebastian Cabot, taken from the album Golden Throats 2, more celebrity rock oddities, and his version of All I Really Want to Do. That's it for the show. If you want to get in touch with us, where do they email, Tom?
listen@sfob.co.uk.
Okay, if there's anything you want to hear, if you want to mention on the show, you know, all that kind of nonsense, we'll deal with these things. Also, I'm looking for a name for the show, the Phil Jupiter's non-genre specific hour of random shit pulled off his shelves, even though he's got a bad back, is the current front runner for the name of the show. Anyway, so I don't know when we're next going to be going out. this is a timeless show, but not in that way. We mean it in a much more mundane way. This is the Rebirth Brass Band that we're playing out on. This is, which one is this? Yeah, I feel like busting loose. All right, see you later, ta-da.